I'm with Alexander Sadler, who's been a customer for the Dunfermline Building Society for 50 years. He believes that actually the Dunfermline should and could have been saved. Mr. Sadler, can you explain why you're unhappy with the decision that the Financial Services Authority and the Treasury have taken?
Well, the fact being that Northern Rock, Alliance of Leicester and Bradford and Bingley Building Societies, all English building societies, were in much more dire straits than the present Dunfermline Building Society. Dunfermline Building Society, they said £100 million would save it. That was a mere drop in the ocean to some of the billions that they've been casting out on the waters to various other building societies and banks. One would have thought they would have showed some compassion with it being the largest and oldest building society in Scotland and a local place for Scottish. 312,000 members, you know, 34 branches, I think, and also 530 people employed. And I just think it's a disgrace that Gordon Brown, being the MP for the neighbouring constituency, Alistair Darling, being an Edinburgh man, that they couldn't have given it more thought.
So I'm with Councillor Brian Goodall, who's an SNP councillor for Dunfermline South. Now, Councillor Goodall's also chairman of Fife Council's Housing and Communities Committee. Councillor Goodall, can you just tell me, why are you unhappy and angry about the fact that the Building Society has effectively been saved as a going concern and hasn't actually collapsed? You think this wasn't the correct route to take at all?
I think the real concern is that there is a merger and a takeover. There's obviously going to still be an awful lot of concern about people's jobs. There's still some concern about people's savings and mortgages. Obviously, Dunfermline Building Society is a very well-known brand in Scotland and a very successful one up until to this point, and people are genuinely concerned that yet another Scottish financial institution could be lost in this way.
Well, what more could have been done? I mean, as the details have emerged, it does appear that the management of the Building Society had been involved in some pretty risky business. I mean, if the Treasury's had to take £1 billion worth of property deals off the public's hands or off the Building Society's hands, then clearly it wasn't that well run. I mean, what could have been done to have kept it afloat?
I think it's become quite clear over the last few days that it wouldn't have taken a great deal to save the Dunfermline Building Society, although there's quite a lot of money involved in some of the assets that they have. The amount that they actually needed to underwrite those assets wouldn't have been a great deal. And I know the Scottish Government has been working with the Society over the last few weeks to try and come up with solutions, but obviously they don't have the powers that the Treasury have to step in and save the Society, and that's where the concern is now, that the actions taken by the Scottish Government have not been reciprocated by the Westminster Government, and that's where I feel we've been let down very badly.